the overturn of the rotten regime by violent demonstrations and non-democratic means of overthrowing that regime. They could, 2 years later, they could have kicked that Yanukovych out with a free election. They didn't wait. Okay, so let us hope that what we're doing now is aimed at trying to end the conflict that started in that more complicated way than black and white. What people are advocating that we send weapons to Ukraine, the defensive weapons, would any of these weapons be under, do we see any of these weapons becoming part of the arsenal of that part of the Ukrainian army that is financed, which I believe a third of the Ukrainian army is now that is in conflict, is financed by a oligarch, a private citizen who happens to be a multi-billionaire.